This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Let's start out Marine Kill Kill Seal Team 1. They went to the Naval Special Warfare Development Group and a lot of other places after that. Craig Sawyer is our guest. He didn't want to plug his stuff, but I want to plug patriots like him that are out there taking action. Talk about Twitter, Facebook, you name it, more and more restricting his whole program to end poaching in Africa that's been so successful. Just in the last 5 minutes, just your other points on that and where you see this going, and also tell us about these awesome sandals.
Well, you know, again, it's all about rallying around our president and defending him so that he can carry out our will as a nation. So that's a good thing. These are good times, and there's no reason why every American shouldn't be jumping up and down and shouting right now in celebration that we've got a guy that represents us in there. So
oh, these are the coolest sandals I've ever seen. It's got you on one foot. It's got your signature inside the other?
It's actually me on both feet on the bottom. This is by Kobe, and they're a surf sandal. It's family-run business, and they've been in the business for a long time.
By the way, I told you to do this. I said, I want you to talk about how you're funding your operation.
Yeah.
This is awesome. How do folks get this? The other website? Or?
They get these on Bass Pro. They can get them at Cabela's, Gander Mountain, Ron John, Flip Flop Shops, and stuff like that. So. They made these at Kevlar, and they warranty them for a long time. They give a piece to Operation Hawkeye that helps the families of our fallen warriors.
And tell folks how they get them again.
Great stuff. Gander Mountain, Bass Pro Shops, or just go online and Google Sawman Signature Series Sandals from Kobe, and you'll pop them up there on Amazon and everywhere else. So kind of a fun little deal.
Thanks for my share. I appreciate
it. Helping with you know, this year's energy and attention back to our counterculture operation.
They're scared we create our own economy and vote with our dollars to support those that are supporting everybody else. Yeah. And folks that want to have prosperity in the future and love God and country and family and everything else. Again, I'm going to give you the email address, folks, if you're veterans, but also just citizens, where you can support the president. Send in photos, send in articles, send in things you've done, videos, whatever it is, get involved, get hurt. Call into C-SPAN if you're a veteran or just a citizen. Put that on YouTube or send us a clip. We'll put it up. TrumpSupport@InfoWars.com, TrumpSupport@InfoWars.com, and send those photos to get this ball rolling so other veterans see it and take action. In the 2.5 minutes we have left, Craig Sawyer, other messages to the president, who's obviously not a military guy but is under attack and doing all this, what else would you say to the president?
I would say to the president that we are behind you. Everybody that I know that has served to defend the freedom and liberty of the people of the United States. And we appreciate a president who is pro-military, who is pro-freedom and liberty, is pro-American economy and security and everything else. So I would have the president be encouraged and inspired by so many who are rallying around him to defend his back against all comers there in the cesspool of Washington, D.C.
And again, it's not that we are the best or even perfect. We're not out to get people. The globalists admit in their own documents in WikiLeaks they want to make us cold, dark, alone, desperate. Those are quotes. So they can, and they like sound like villains in these emails. Like, oh, we'll make them really poor. Yeah. I mean, it's like, who the hell are these people? Then you ask, who the hell are we letting them get to this point?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them come to find out are pedophiles. I'm starting to hear from insiders that, a lot of these globalists, very powerful, but they've been allowed to grow very, very perverse and strange in their uber
psychopathic behavior,
you know, lifestyles, and they do some pretty ugly, I would say, demonic stuff to children.
And again, that's sources you have high level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I know we talked about something last night. I didn't know if you wanted to go there. You're going to take a piece for the Nightly News. I've got other guests coming up, but my God, if you want to go there, I mean, just give us the data. You're going to host like a 15-minute segment. So you're going to be the host. Hey, we're here in Forbes Nightly News. Q can jump in if he wants with his perspective. But I think you know, this is something you should talk about then, you know, as well as other issues for the Nightly News tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm inclined to highlight it a little bit. I'd leave my source to be the one to carry
sure,
it forward because you know who he is. But it's an important aspect of who these people are. They don't seem to subscribe to the win-win mentality. They want to dominate.
They can hurt something new and young and ruin its life. They even kill them. It's better.
They don't seem to.
All about them.
Yeah. So with their quest for power, they want to dominate the United States, but they don't want to empower the American citizen, have us prosperous and.
Craig, I got another guest coming on. We'll do two more minutes on the other side. This is important.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
In just 2 or 3 minutes, we're going to James O'Keefe, the consummate investigative journalist, talk about some of his new big developments and discoveries at Project Veritas. We're finishing up with Craig Sawyer because this former retired top Navy SEAL, you name it, was here. I was bringing up the fact that he looked like Chuck Norris. He said, yeah, I get it all the time. But we're talking about on his Rhino Wars, this particular photo from Animal Planet. People think it's Chuck Norris. It's kind of like, I guess, a younger, bigger Chuck Norris. But it's just great how culturally we're having this big effect. It's exciting. It's an amazing time to be alive.
It is. It is. And it's flattering for someone to tell me I look like Chuck Norris. I'm a big fan of his. I appreciate his patriotism and his acting work. And it's just been fun that people say, hey, I bet, I wonder if Chuck Norris knows that you're out there. You look like that, like him a little bit. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
But I bet Chuck's, Chuck loves the veterans, especially.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him sometime. I think that'd be a hoot. That'd be a kick.
Well, I was, Oklahoma used to be part of Texas before they cut it in two. So he's actually a Texan. He lives in Texas now, but Oklahoma's kind of like North Texas.
Well, after Walker, Texas Ranger, isn't he like an honorary Texan?
He absolutely is. And, of course, your background's Texas as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My great-great-great-grandfather was second governor of Texas.
Why do they say there's predominantly more Texans like in special operations and all the groups?
I think it's the culture here. You know, people say, what's in the water down there? But, you know, if you look at Marcus Luttrell, Chris Kyle, myself, and others, you know, particularly Navy SEAL snipers seem like they all come from... A lot of them come from Texas. I don't know. It's just we grew up hunting, fishing, playing football, you know, playing in the woods and doing all the things that give us a head start at Navy SEAL culture.
Also, if you look at what's happening in the United States, all the big giant Indian wars and the Civil Wars were constant. Like, they sent the big vanguard into Texas. And so, like, the best of the best, the whole frontiers, Davy Crockett, all of it. Sent to Texas. I think it's that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of heritage, man. We have Go Texan Day.
Well, it was all the Scots, the Irish, and the English, and all the baddest of the bad came into Texas. So it's the genetic things.
We like to believe, we like to celebrate that. So I remember putting on my whole cowboy uniform to go to school in elementary school on Go Texan Day and celebrate things Texas.
I used to hear all the Texas stuff and get sick of hearing about it until I was around more of the world and saw something. Texas is good just because, on average, real Texans won't screw you over in business. You know, it's still law in Texas, handshake deals or handshakes.
Yeah, man, you got to be a man of your word. That's prevalent here, and I'm proud of that. You know, I wish that was more the case elsewhere. I really do.
Again, the website for folks, amazing website, amazing information. I give folks the website.
Tacticalinsider.com, and I would like for people to also hit counterpoaching.com. That's the International Coalition Against Poaching. That's our counterpoacher operations nonprofit org to save the last of them.
And in the 15-minute piece you're going to do for the news, get into your sources and the pedophile rings that Trump's already rolling up by the thousands, where that's going, and then talk about the poaching and how you got censored for the nightly news. I'll air it tomorrow as well, because that's a whole other area. Like, you're on Facebook, and like you said, 90% now is being dialed back when you're the leading guy, admittedly actually getting stuff done to stop the poaching.
Yeah, it's frustrating to have a bunch of veterans with a nonprofit org looking to save the last of the endangered rhinos over in Africa and having Facebook crush our reach and have nobody be able to see it. I just don't understand what the motivation of that would be. That's ugly.
Craig, you're awesome. God bless you for coming in.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Thank you so much, brother. I'll see you right after the show in a little longer. It'll take some right now. And we go to James O'Keefe and Colonel Schaefer. We were just talking about a dinner last night. Yep. Great guy. Is going to be joining us. What a patriot behind the scenes. Believe me, folks, you have no idea. So much great stuff we do to defeat the globalists. It's Colonel Schaefer over and over again. The enemy knows this. We're not telling any secrets. But to absolutely thank you, brother. So there goes Craig Sawyer. I want to thank James O'Keefe for joining us at ProjectVeritas.com. He's being censored. He's being blocked. We don't just bitch about it. The point is, we're having a big effect. The guy that brought down Acorn, the guy that exposed the illegals voting to prove Trump right, the guy that exposed what Hillary is up to, the true game changer, joins us at the bottom of the hour. James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com. We've got some videos on your site. They're breaking today. Thanks for joining us to talk about the latest developments.
Thanks, Alex, for having me.
You got the floor, my friend. Wow, where to start with what Project Veritas is up to?
Well, we just released a story yesterday. The head attorney for the New York Teachers Unions is caught on video bragging about, this is the attorney for this teachers union, bragging about how he defended a teacher who raped a child. There he is, Mitchell Rubenstein. Top attorney for this teachers union in New York, putting a knife to the kid's head and forcing the child to perform oral sex on the teacher. Now, this was all done under seal. No one found out about it. He's bragging about it to, in his words, quote, impress a girl, is the comment that he has given us now about, I don't know how you impress women by bragging about child rape. But the point of this video is to show that the union is out of touch, out of control. With the American people, and now we have Betsy DeVos as the education secretary. She's being attacked. She's under assault. She claims she doesn't like children. But here we have a case where we have one of these top lawyers violating privilege, breaking the law, leaking sexual details of a rape where the teacher was not charged. And he wasn't charged because, we think, the union protects not kids, but they protect bad teachers. And this video is breaking, and we're getting some reactions, and it may even prompt this lawyer to resign.
It's the craziness, though, that it's like Hillary famously was mainly somebody that represented pedophiles, child rapists, you name it. Then she made jokes about it. It's this underbelly that we continue to see come out over and over again of predatory activity.
That's right. I mean, this is another example of that. I mean, I'm very passionate about education reform and reforming our schools. And this is something that we've seen. We never really get to see the raw, brutal reality of it. And we see rubber rooms. We see problems in the education system. We see Betsy DeVos attacked, viciously attacked, for wanting to reform the system. She says she doesn't like children. But then we actually see the system operates. And we've done a story last year, Alex, I was on your show to talk about other New York teachers, New York union officials, and the things they were saying. They were telling child molesters to lie about what they were doing. They were encouraging people to lie. And they face charges, but they're not even forced to resign.
Well, remember your first mega hit, blowing up Acorn? You'd go in multiple facilities and say, I've got child sex slaves. They go, oh, let us help you cover that up. I mean, it's just like a part of business. These people are so slimy.
Yeah, they were saying to use the underage child sex slave as dependence on your tax returns. Since we're talking about tax returns today, they were telling me how to use these 13 El Salvadorian sex slaves as dependents to call their prostitution business performing arts on the tax return. But this video is we just called Alex this guy's boss, the head legal department for the entire state of New York, and he would not give us any information. All this stuff is happening behind the scenes. And are the rights of the teachers union members so absolute that they supersede the rights of a child not to be forced to give oral sex to a teacher? Are the teachers union so out of touch and so out of control? I mean, it seems like they've lost their minds as well as their souls. They just have no regard for the welfare of children. And if you dare question them, if you investigate, if you do any of this, you're viciously attacked.
Earlier this month, Chris Cuomo on CNN said that if your daughter in a school sees a man in the showers of the bathroom with his genitalia, that she's not being open. She should accept that. So it seems like they've got a weird agenda they're pushing.
Yeah, they are pushing a weird agenda, but it's about power. It has nothing to do with children. It's about power and control and not letting people. I mean, this is all adjudicated behind closed doors under seal. They say we're not going to give any comment about this matter. Well, what's your comment about breaking privilege? That attorney you just saw a moment ago, Mitchell Rubenstein, is bragging about the details of these cases. Like, well, I always defend the teacher. I got him off. The Mitchell Rubenstein says that the teacher passed a lie detector test when he talked about this sex, and psychologically he was thinking that the child consented to it. It's sick, twisted. Twisted.
Children can't consent to sex. They're not at the age of consent.
I know. It's
twisted. No, I know. You know. I'm just.
The whole thing is disturbing. I was on Hannity's radio show yesterday, and they had to bleep out half of the recording because you couldn't even say some of this stuff. So if you're going to watch this video, fasten your seatbelts.
No, that's why we're not playing the video. It's just disgusting. Yes.
It is disgusting. But it is what happens. This is what happens.
Yeah, we don't want it to be disgusting. We have to report the truth. It's on ProjectVeritas.com. It's on InfoWars.com. We wrote an article about it with Shepard Ambulus. Project Veritas exposes attorney who helped pedophile teacher get away with raping students at Knife Point. They're so disconnected, though. Like, I just don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah, it's very graphic, Alex. Some of this stuff kind of speaks for itself. There really isn't much to say, except we need to expose many, many more of these. And, Alex, I did want to say one thing on your program today. Veritas is, we've got a number of undercover journalists. We're hiring a dozen more undercover reporters. And I'm saying this on your show because a lot of the people that watch your show have applied to be journalists. One or two of our journalists are here because of your show. And if you are interested in doing this, it's not for everyone. But if you see that type of stuff and you want to go out there and do it, I will pay you recruiting at projectveritas.com to be sort of undercover agents, undercover investigative reporters. Recruiting at projectveritas.com. Send us your resume. Send us a cover letter with why you want to do this. And I'm hiring more people to do this, Alex, because there are 1,000 more cases like that.
Oh, exactly. There's so many. It's like you got one, batter and they got a ball machine shooting a ball every half second. We need more people to be able to, go after this. And absolutely, our listeners are great activists. They should contact you. They should get involved because it's just an incredible time to be alive. Since you mentioned it, what do you make of Maddow on these tax returns and how it blew up in her face? It seems like everything they do blows up in their face now.
Yeah, I think she definitely overhyped the story. I saw that. And when your own side, when the mainstream media even thinks that you've gone too far, you really have a problem. So I think she realizes she went too far. I mean, she on the program last night, she actually held the documents and said, this is it. This is all I got. There's a total lack of self-awareness. But I am so beyond I'm so beyond even worrying about these people anymore. I think that we are at the tipping point where as long as we do the reporting ourselves and
they'll
put it out there, that they'll be forced to cover it. The people are, the power of the people on social media.
It's the people.
Is much bigger than what they have.
All right, one more segment. I want to get into that because, look, when Breitbart gets censored, we talk about they try to put you in jail, we cover it. We need everybody out there to know. InfoWars on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. I know what happens to you, too. They're just blocking us, admitting it, Gizmodo, celebrating it. I mean, like Senator Rand Paul comes on, they block it and say it's fake news. It's like a 15-minute interview with a senator. I mean, it's because we're criticizing the health bill. They don't want that out there. So, I mean, what do we do about the censorship? We'll be back.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
So, they've tried to put him in prison. They call him a criminal in the news for just simply covering what these other groups are doing. And And now they're after InfoWars. The censorship is intensifying, even though they're losing the culture war. Not just here, but all over the world. Globalism's in trouble. Liberalism's in trouble. But they don't care. They're accelerating. So James O'Keefe of ProjectVeritas.com, in the time we have, what do you make of the landscape right now, where Trump's going? I agree with you, we're winning. But, man, they are really trying to block our listeners. Forget our own Facebooks or Twitters. They're keeping our listeners from sharing this to their own friends and family on these platforms. This is outrageous. I mean, if Venezuela or Russia was doing this, it'd be a big deal. But, oh, it's okay because they're liberal.
Alex, that's a great point. I get asked every day. I get tweets and Facebook messages. James, I can't follow your story because YouTube won't let me subscribe to you. This is what's happening right now. This is what they're doing. These engineers at these social media companies are adjusting their algorithms. They're making it so that you don't get notifications if you follow you or me. This is the constant flurry of messages I get. Some individual or series of individuals in these media corporations, especially in the social media companies, are tinkering, modifying, and breaking their own policies by banning people like you and I or censoring us in how to follow us. So what is the answer to that problem since social media we depend upon? Here's the answer. Veritas has to investigate and target those people and catch them on tape in the act.
That's what I was thinking next. Now it's time to infiltrate Google, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's exactly what I got to be careful about broadcasting exactly what I'm going to do. But mark my words that we are trying to catch those people on tape. There's thousands
of
them.
Well, hell, Facebook admits they censor conservatives.
Well, it's one thing to admit it. It's another thing to get them in the act doing it,
sure.
Making fun of it, saying, oh, I want to ban Alex Jones today. Let's take him out. Let's take this guy out. If you do that, if we can catch that.
No, you got Roger Stone. They go, oh, look, we banned him. Ha, ha, ha. You have it on tape.
Yes, we want to.
We banned Veritas. Ha, 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 ha.
That's exactly, and we want to expose exactly how they do it. And they are private companies, but they yield monopolies, and they have a public.
They're wide open. They're fair game, and it's false advertising. They act like they're free and open. They're not.
No, they're not free and open. So the solution, in my opinion, is not an easy answer. It's not what everyone wants to hear. But we got to catch these guys in the act of banning people and censoring them. Social media, in my opinion, I think your opinion too, has become more powerful than the mainstream media.
Oh, absolutely.
But the social media companies are governed by people who are fundamentally opposed to our republic and how we operate. So we have to expose them in the act.
I agree. What do you make of the arrogance, though? This never works out well. They're doing it still in a quasi-free society. It's blowing up in their face. Don't they get that this isn't going to work?
No, because they've never, just like the teachers' union, they've never been held accountable in their entire lives. Everyone's sucking up to them. They have lobbyists. They are close to those in government. They've never been held accountable. They've never had a difficult question be answered of them because everyone wants something from them. So that's why you need people who are unafraid, and you're afraid of retaliation. Well, I'll take the arrows. I will take the abuse. I'll take the lawsuits. I got sued by a woman within Common Core last week from a video I did a year ago that was on your show. She sued me, and I just go public with the information. I just tell the people what they're doing. We have to go after these people. We have to expose them, and it's not easy. But that's why
I was about to say, though,
I'm a real journalist.
This isn't a call for help. We're your champions. We're on the battlefield. Project Veritas, InfoWars, sponsorships, donations to Veritas, buy our products. I mean, I don't want to even get into the inside baseball behind the scenes, but the same stuff O'Keefe goes through. It's a war, okay? I mean, you name it, it's being done. And I'm not bitching. I know I'm in a war with scum. I expect it, but just know this. This isn't entertainment. This isn't a game. We need your financial support. Spread our links. Spread our articles as well, because they're trying to block them because they're powerful.
That's right. And Alex, again, the other thing we need other than donations is a specific type of undercover reporting.
Volunteers, soldiers.
Volunteers. I'll pay. I'm hiring journalists. Recruiting at ProjectVeritas.com. If you think, you know what, I want to go inside of Google and I want to catch their people.
Oh, that's an idea. We should just call for people that are already inside. They want to be patriots. Contact you.
Another thing that's happening. Alex, that's another thing. Ever since we announced the CNN story, we've had people inside of these media companies who are contacting me. The problem is, I can't say who I'm working with, but they don't want to wear a wire or record them because they would get burned. So I have to, they'll tell me where the bodies are buried. They'll say, James, go talk to the vice president. His name is Smith. He's the one breaking the law. So I gotta take a journalist, go in there, because I can't burn the people that contact me.
They're giving you leads, and then you've got to follow them up.
That's it. That's exactly right.
And it's hard work, and you're doing a great job, and we're so blessed to have you there and your whole team. ProjectVeritas.com. James O'Keefe, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, folks, you want somebody to fight for the country? I'm not bragging. We're doing it. He's doing it. This isn't a game. I mean, this is war. We've got the truth. They've got lies. And you keep us afloat with your prayers and your financial support and spreading those articles and links. Because, look, I want one thing in this fight, and that's to beat these scum because they're trash. They want us to be poor and dumb. I want us to be successful. So do you. We're going to beat them together. We're going to win. We're going to build a world for our children. Colonel Schaefer, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've had a lot of amazing guests and whistleblowers and insiders on over the years. It's got to be at least 13, 14 years I've been having Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on, who headed up Able, Danger, Stratus, Ivy, programs that could have killed bin Laden, could have rolled up Al-Qaeda. The U.S. Army was on them. It's come out in Congress. They were ordered to stand down. But since then, Benghazi and Russiagate and all of it, I mean, Schaefer has, I'm not kissing his butt, it's true, has been so on target and first over and over again. And obviously he works with a lot of international and clandestine groups that are for sovereignty and freedom. He can't get into all those details, but he's joining us via video Skype for just one segment. He's a Fox contributor and so much more. LondonCenter.org, Tony-Schaefer.com. Written a whole bunch of best-selling books that everybody should read. But I want to hit deep state, Russia, obviously the same topics he wants to get into, and where the state of this country is. I mean, how could anybody deny that Trump's trying to cut taxes, restore the republic, basic sovereignty, rebuild our military? But from an insider, a true patriot who's been in the deep state, exposing it, is Colonel Shaver. They act like Spicer's crazy, saying, of course there's a deep state of leftists and foundation people that are openly refusing the president's orders that are lawful. They act like when he fires 46 U.S. attorneys, that's weird. Clinton fired 93. So Colonel Shaver joins us. Always great to have you on, sir.
It's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, in the 15 minutes we've got, you've got the floor. Let's get the intel data dump from Colonel Shaver.
Well, first, I think your point is well taken. Look, we have to understand that this town, Washington, runs on momentum. That momentum is driven by what we know to be the bureaucracy. And I've said this in several interviews. Anyone who denies a deep state denies the very existence of the U.S. government. The bureaucracy, the elements which consist of the bureaucracy, all these small things make up big things. And I think the ultimate example to help your audience understand why there's a deep state is Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner, simply put, was a Clinton appointee who decided that she wanted to become part of the bureaucracy permanently. And then over the years, Alex, she got moved around. She ended up at the IRS as a career person. Well, she never really changed her color. She was always a partisan. She was always a Democrat, cut from the cloth of the Clintons. And she simply burrowed her way in like a tick. And so this is why there are people out there who are all throughout the bureaucracies consisting of the deep state. It is what it is. And let me point this out for the audience to understand as well, is that they tend to forget that the deep state won against Barack Obama on something called Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. The deep state, those who are against the idea of closing Gitmo, the Pentagon, fought tooth and nail and still open. So as much as, you know, people want to say it doesn't exist, if you just look around, you just think for yourself, look at the evidence, you know it exists. What I think is more sinister, obviously, is that now you have a resistance movement built within it. And I do believe, Alex, for all the reasons that we've talked about in the past, and as a matter of fact, last time we talked was on the eve of the election, all the things which existed, we talked about them regarding why.
And you predicted a Trump victory, I should add.
I did. We were together on that, yes. And I felt very strong about the fact that should he win, and he did, he's going to have a lot of work to cut out all of the cancer that the Obama folks put into the government. And that's the other part of the deep state now. It's not only, it doesn't only exist, we know it exists. Now it's organizing, self-organizing, if you will, to actually do a lot more, be a lot more effective in resistance. So that's something we all have to be concerned about.
Well, sure, when I said you were part of the deep state, like you said, from the resistance, Americana, the bureaucracy, the agencies are all part of that tissue. But of course, the bureaucracy is where the power is now. You know, the fourth branch of government, and so there it is, the denial of it existing, or them making fun of Conway saying that household appliances can spy on you when the CIA director in Wired magazine 4 years ago said that. It's just a crazy denial of reality.
And that is the point. It's like Rachel Maddow coming on last night and the guy she had on saying, oh, Donald Trump must have mailed this to me. Really? That sounds like a conspiracy to me. All these wacky conspiracies they bring up with, it's on their side. And I'm sorry, yes, the deep state has examined, and Alex, I'm saying this for your audience because you know they love the fact that we have these conversations. The fact that the CIA was disclosed to have access to all these technologies that can go into all of these things in our house indicates that, yes, of course, they can, anything that has a computer chip on it, anything from a cell phone to a microwave, anything that has a microchip can be used for exploitation and intelligence collection. That's just the way it is. But if Trump's folks say it, it's conspiracy. If they say it, it's just, well, it's well and good. It's completely double, the complete double standard.
I want you to get to the points you want to cover. You know more about any of this than probably anybody. But 55 days into his administration, other than not liking this Ryan bill, I mean, he's really delivering. He's got the elites, the special interests so upset from your sources in D.C., the Pentagon, you name it. How is Trump doing in this civil war? I mean, they're calling it a civil war where America is trying to reinsert itself into its proper role, the people, the constitutional role, the rebirth of America, like he said, January 20th. I mean, how is that goal going?
Well, I can tell you that the people I talk to, I've always talked to, are trying to do the right thing for the American people. They're trying to stay out of the politics. But simply put, in this town, Alex, everything is political. Even when you try to not be political, you become political. So I think what we've seen is those who wish to support Mr. Trump have been doing their best to do their duty, to actually be loyal to their oath of office. Others have decided that there's no reason to maintain an oath of office and are going against it. I think the play out of the whole healthcare thing, and by the way, I'm one of those affected badly by Obamacare. I actually lost the plan I was very happy with. So when I see these figures about the stats, the congressional estimates saying that 14 million people are going to lose their well, they didn't predict I was going to lose my healthcare, and I did. So I'm with the president on this. I think the CBO has become politicized. I think clearly people like me and others did suffer. I talked to my congressman about this. He blew me off. A guy named Connolly just didn't want to hear it, that somehow the Obama plan didn't work out for me. So this is what I'm talking about regarding the fact that people who do see what Mr. Trump's trying to do want to sign up and help. And I think you're going to see the government bureaucracy, like the CBO, like other elements, do whatever they can to flat out lie, if they have to, about what they think they need to say, whether it's based in fact or not. And I think it's just about undermining Mr. Trump.
Just gut level, dead reckoning, Colonel Schaefer, looking at what Trump's done, where the different power structures are, where the Democrats are, where the Republican power structure is. Where do you see Trump, you know, in 6 months? I mean, overall, I think he's over-delivered in many ways. But at the same time, look, I'm not looking for some military response or police response here, but you can't have newspapers every day and Snoop Dogg and movie stars every day saying kill the president and trying to organize it. And we're being censored all over Google and Facebook and Twitter. InfoWars is. And we're seeing like Gizmodo bragging, yes, shut off InfoWars, you know, basically kick him off air. I'm seeing real authoritarian stuff at us, like they're the Venezuelan government or something, or the Cuban government against their own people. And at some point, I'm just saying, how much does Trump take of this when it's all clearly un-American and illegal?
Well, I called it Soviet-level wrongdoing. That's what you see here. The idea of silencing you and others is exactly what the Soviet Union would have done. And this goes to the deep state and the Obama administration's attitude. I think there's two things he has to do, Alex. First, frankly, he's got to make an example of someone like Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch, who recently came on and said that there needs to be blood in the streets to support the resistance. I think that's addition based on my reading of Title 18.
You have the former attorney general. He has extra gravitas. That's like a declaration of war against the Republic.
Precisely. Secondly, I think he's got to do more to weed out the deep state operatives on both sides. Look, I'm talking about folks in the Bush administration who were equally disdained by President Trump and what he's doing. So,
or McCain. Let's go back to Loretta Lynch, because this is intriguing. Where does the confidence come from to call for major military action against the president or civil war, and then it's and that is outrageous.
Well, and that's the issue. It's like these folks can say these sort of things with impunity and never be held accountable. And what I'm saying is that, look, you need to start holding people accountable for their words, especially if they are meant to disrupt the elected officials incoming into the current government. And the other thing Mr. Trump has to do, Alex, to that point, he's got to pick good people. He's got to continue to push that. We've seen very few appointees come in since 20 January. We see the principals only. This is something that needs to be fixed.
He's only got one level in. Well, what's the word on that? Well, why is that happening?
Frankly, the word is the Pentagon and DHS and others are kind of bickering back and forth with the White House. The White House, I think there's some political infighting there going on. I don't think everybody even in the White House necessarily wants to go along with Mr. Trump's agenda, and I think there's some infighting from those who are, I would say, more traditional neocons who are trying to do their own insinuation, I think. And I don't think it's good for the government that they listen to the neocons. So I think that's something that we need to consider. And then third and most important, I think the president has to continue to reinforce the fact that he's telling the American people the truth. He's trying to act in their interest. And frankly, things like this tax return thing only serve to back him up and show how the mainstream media has become a complete circus. And a complete joke.
Sure. How important is it to get veterans who are so respected, who under Obama were just thrown to the side, had to cover their faces up when they said, let's not go into Syria, be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. You kind of helped lead the charge exposing that with Congress behind the scenes. And I mean, now I think veterans and active duty as the commander in chief, shouldn't they all come out because they're trying to claim he's this Russian agent and stuff and say, no, he's America. He's making the country great. He delivered and we support him, to just let the, you know, liberals and others know, and people that are on the communist Chinese payroll, we know that's the actual foreign enemy, to try to derail our true president.
Right. Well, that's your point is well taken. First on Syria, yeah. Well, look, we've been backing the wrong side there the entire time, and I think a lot of folks, Senator Rand Paul, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, are both on the right track, trying to do some legislation to prevent us from arming our enemies. I think it's a good idea anytime you look at that. And simply put, yes, you've got to look at how we've got to get the corporatists out of the way. There's foreign interests here. And that's what I find ironic, Alex, is that you can see foreign interests all over the place, but all of a sudden it's all about Russia. And let me tell you, if you actually start peeling that back, we're going to find that a lot of the key Russian contacts were not with Mr. Trump, but with Ms. Clinton. When you look at the uranium deal.
Hasn't it always been the Democrats in bed with the Russians?
Right. I think they are. I think they're completely in bed with the Russians. I think that they've always been in bed with the Russians. And the Russians, frankly, Alex, from what I've seen, what they had planned, what the Democrats had planned, Obama and Clinton, is a revenge campaign against against Mr. Trump had he lost the election. They were going to try to put a stake in the heart of Mr. Trump by trying to create this whole fiction of the Russians being behind the campaign. I think this was going to be the thing to completely and permanently end his political desires, because I think they saw he would come back. So I think
that's a great point. I mean, they have all these made for TV movies where the president's a woman, where the right wing's fighting her, where there's a civil war, where Trump's a Russian. All their propaganda is overlapping as if she was still going to win. The fact that she didn't win and they were so confident is really why they're in such disarray.
Precisely. But I think they're still continuing to play the plan out as best they can, because I think they were laying the seeds for this, Alex, going back last year to try to make Mr. Trump into the so-called pawn of Putin. And I don't think it could be further from the truth. And again, let me be clear, the Pentagon and others have decided that we're not going to work with the Russians. We're going to examine things. I know for a fact that in Syria, for example, there's a decision to not work with the Russians, and what we're doing there is to make sure we don't kill each other by fratricide. We do coordinate, but we do not conduct, you know, joint Spetsnaz special operations for any number of purposes of reasons.
Wow. Okay, in the 5 minutes we have left, I want to get into a whole other subject because the media has misrepresented this. We know that the former head of Blackwater, who's got all these huge connections, Eric Prince, came out and said in Breitbart, well, I have law enforcement sources that Wiener is going to get basically indicted for child porn. Now they admit months later that they're looking at indicting him. So Prince was right there. Our sources in the NYPD, two separate ones, said it's much worse. All this is going on. Then the media misrepresented it onto some pizza place and made up a bunch of stuff to try to distract off onto that. We're not saying anything happened to the pizza place. But clearly, I know you have a lot of sources looking at this. We know the British government's been infiltrated and is using this as blackmail. We know it went on at Penn State, other places. And I've been told by some sources separately that you have been investigating this. You can correct me if I'm wrong or not, but I wanted to just get your point. We know Jerry Epstein obviously got convicted. All this stuff's going on, Bill Clinton with him. What can you say about that in closing?
Well, I can say this. Look, Eric Prince is a friend, and I do believe his sources are impeccable on this issue. There's something that we've known here for a while, Alex, here in Washington, is that there are overlapping interests which will use criminal networks such as the pedophiles. They will use that for political purposes. I don't know if you're familiar with the term brownstoning. Brownstoning is where you have the traditional honeypot. You may have a congressman, some other high government official, enticed to sleep with a female, an attractive female. But then what that female does is takes it to another level. I mean, that's not good enough anymore. What they do then is try to get you in bed with an underage girl, telling you, oh, she's only 20. And then they get you on tape. They videotape that, and then you are theirs. So this brownstoning thing is something I think has become something that we need to examine as a methodology that's been used, I believe, effectively to subvert political figures here in town. And I think there's a couple that have been known in the past that have functioned well. I think Barney Frank was probably one of the ones actually involved in this sort of thing before people understood it completely. So what I'm saying is that we need to examine the potential criminal relationships between terror organizations and criminal enterprises for purposes of trying to essentially establish control and access to key leaders here in Washington. And trust me, there's a lot of folks who are susceptible to that sort of thing here on Capitol Hill. I'm a block away from Capitol Hill right now. So we have to understand our enemies will use whatever methodology they can to subvert our political process.
And compromise. I know you got to go in 2 minutes. Let me ask you this. I was told by our sources that they were getting ready to roll up thousands of the procurers of kids in California, Pennsylvania, you name it. Boom, Trump gets in. It's like 2,500 arrests now. The media, though, when they find 30-plus kids in cages, it's in the news one time. You'd think that'd be everywhere. You know, one kid's missing is all the news it should be. So the fact that it's being covered up And then I was told this would happen before. It's like, wow, is Trump really, you know, green-lighting this? Thank God law enforcement. What was keeping law enforcement before from doing it? And I wonder how far this is going to go. Is that why Democrats and others are so desperate? Just in the last 60 seconds, any other points on that or sources?
No, you're completely correct. I think that's why you've seen law enforcement move forward, be very effective. I think you're going to see more. Donald Trump has tweeted out on this. It's an important issue. And that's why the other side is being stated. Think about it. Think, why would the other side stay silent on this where it's such a key issue unless they have something to do with it and protecting it? And I think that's why you've not seen a lot of action in the Clinton White House or the Obama White House, because there was no interest, because I think they were part of it.
I'm going to put your lower third back up on screen in a moment here, but 474 arrested. I mean, that was just months ago. This is just every day it's happening. No coverage other than the first article. Then it gets shut down. I know you've written a bunch of best-selling books. I've read two of your books. Well, of course, you got a big Facebook, you name it. Colonel Schaefer, in closing, where's the best place for people to keep in contact with everything you're doing?
Well, just follow me on Twitter, T Spooky. I think a lot of your folks, your friends already follow me, and I think I know you and I follow each other. So.
Absolutely.
And then Facebook, Anthony Schaefer, and then Tony_Schaefer.com is my website, and I work for the London Center for Policy Research, londoncenter.org, and so you can keep track of everything we're up to.
Sure. Well, I respected what you were doing in Congress and exposing all the stuff with Saudi Arabia 15 years ago, but then getting to know you and just seeing at the center of every big expose, bringing these folks down, very proud of the work you're doing.
We just want to fix things out here as best we can.
So. All right. Thank you, Colonel Schaefer. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with the final segment before we have our next guest come in, Roger Stone. I don't know if you can do the show today. You got T-Bone. You got Polonium, now T-Bone. We'll see where all this is going. Maybe I'm going to host the fourth hour today. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Spread the link, spread the videos. Because the enemy is trying to shut this down, because we are the truth.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Man thinks cause he rules it up. He can do with it as he please. And if things don't.
All right, Roger Stone got hit by a car today, but he's not going to the hospital like his family wants him to. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. Just briefly here, I didn't plug him in the last hour, and I skipped the breaks and everything else. That's just insane. I say fund us, and I don't even fund ourselves. We have a lot of great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, a lot of great supplements, a lot of great water filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, Trump Pence. I'm getting a little bit sick of my shirt off photos, but it's okay. With the 30% off on the Super Male Vitality right now, I extended the free shipping one more day. You can get 50% off on Super Female Vitality when you sign up for the free newsletter. We'll send you a promo code at 4 o'clock today, Infowars.com/newsletter. We've got Myco ZX, again, about to sell out right now. We upped the last 1,000 bottles or so to retail just to help fund the operation because I meet with the accountants. They're like, hey, man, you might not want to skip the ads. You might want to plug in every segment like everybody else does because we got bills to pay. But the listeners come through, and we're getting again censored off Google ads. I'd rather just advertise other places and fund the operation with that. Because I just want to sit here for 3 hours and not even have breaks. But we're formatted for talk radio, and that's our great audience out there. But seriously, if you've never bought Super Male Vitality, you owe it to yourself to try a bottle. And you can't lose as you're funding the truth and the info war and look at the results we've had. So thank you for the support, those that have supported. But really those that haven't supported, those that have never bought a Trump Pence 2020 shirt for president, those that have never gotten any of the Survival Shield X2 or never gotten lung cleanse or never gotten the Biome Defense, our great probiotic at InfoWarsStore.com. We go out to the top firms, top facilities, top scientists, and we bring you the best products. And out of the gates, the Trump Pence 2020 shirt is 50% off, $9.95 with free shipping. You can't beat that. And we make like $4 or $5 on it to fund the operation. I want to see a million of these shirts out there. We put out a couple hundred thousand of the Obama Joker shirt. Boy, that became a meme. 100,000 of the Hillary for President shirt, a little bit shy of that. You know, I think we're already up like 20,000 of these Trump Pence shirts. Sounds like a lot. It's not. We want to meet like-minded people. We want to spread the word. We want to send shockwaves across the country. We want to really go after the globalists. I want to hire more reporters. I want to build bigger studios. I want to get more satellite uplinks. I want to win. So thank you all that have made the dream of resistance come true. But for those of you that are just listening or, you know, doing whatever, that's fine. But spread the articles, spread the videos, spread the links, because the system doesn't want you to. They're doing everything they can from Saturday Night Live attacking us to shows like Homeland attacking us to the news lying about us because what we're saying endangers them. What we're promoting scares them. What we do is the opposite of what they're pushing. Human empowerment is our goal. InfoWarsStore.com is the main umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the nutraceuticals, the supplements. 888-253-3139 is how you can call and ask any questions about all the different specials that are running. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And so many other deals. Caveman, the ultimate paleo with the turmeric and the bone broth. It's so much stronger than your chicken noodle soup. It's like each serving's like I think 30 plus from when I was reading, you know, chicken noodle soups or whatever. Just the essence. It's so good. It's got a 4.8 reviews from third-party site Power Reviews. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, our 888-253-3139. And please support our local stations. Spread the word about them. It's that initiative. It's that spark. The leftists are giving up everywhere on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. That's why they went desperate the last 3 weeks, started censoring, because they don't want their little minions, their little bots, their little servants, their little slaves to actually see anybody that's resisting them. They're giving up. That's why they're resorting to censorship, which only makes everybody pay more attention to what we're doing, what we stand for, and what we're promoting. All right, Roger Stone is coming up to host, even though he's been hit by a car today, T-boned, and a hit and run, coming up in the fourth hour in just mere minutes. And the nightly news is jam-packed with South by Southwest, highlights, you name it, and a big zombie video that the crew's put together that I meant to get to in this hour. You probably played Millie Weaver's thing towards the end of the hour and skip the last break and let Roger just host 50 minutes. We'll get to that zombie South by Southwest video. It's also on InfoWars.com. A lot of stuff I didn't get to, InfoWars.com. Roger Stone, 70 seconds away.